Faraway, Northwest London. Wednesday, Choches Nissan, 27th of April, and the title is Benching. A short time ago, we had the Leila Seder, and by the Leila Seder, there were three mitzvahs, Doiraisa. Dawned on me during the Leila Seder that there's three mitzvahs, Doiraisa. There's the mitzvah of Igad Tol Vincha, which is, of course, the mitzvah of the Leila Seder, where we're sitting by the Seder to tell Igad Tol Vincha, to say over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a mitzvah in a Torah. And that, obviously, we get excited about and put a tremendous focus on that mitzvah. The second mitzvah, Minat Torah, by the Leila Seder, is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And again, I think it gets a prestigious place by the Leila Seder. We measure the Kazesim, and we do the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, with all the different shittas, etc. But there's a third mitzvah in the Torah of the Leila Seder, and perhaps at least during the Seder it doesn't get the same level of focus, and that is the mitzvah of benching. Benching is a mitzvah in the Torah, v'chalta v'savoto v'rachto, and that's the mitzvah I'd like to focus on. And of course, the reason it doesn't get the same excitement is because it's so often, you know, they say that when we say slichas leading up to Rosh Hashanah, so there's some beautiful tefillos over there. And people get excited about those tefillahs. They say them with kavanah and enjoy the words. Or similarly, the tefillah of Yom Kippur and the like. And the truth is, every Monday and Thursday we have a bit of selichas that we say, and a bit of tachnunim, which are also very beautiful tefillahs. And yet, at least some people don't say it with the same enthusiasm. And the question is why, and the answer is obvious. They say, like, it's kum diadem wanting and donashtik. It's every Monday and Thursday. When it's more common, it's difficult to pay attention to it and notice it. Perhaps the same is true to some extent to some people about benching, because it's very often that we say benching, and we don't perhaps give it the focus and the thought that it deserves. And I thought perhaps, especially in these times, where it's a time where it's allowing us to appreciate things that we don't always appreciate. And one of those things, perhaps, is to thank Hashem for all the things that we have. And benching is a tremendous opportunity after we eat every time to bench Hashem, to thank Him, to concentrate on the benching. And the shiur I'd like to give is to discuss a little bit benching in through the eyes of Halacha. The ikra, the main part of the shiur, I think will be just going through the brachos of benching and the structure of the brachos of benching, understanding a little bit how they were built, which will give us a little bit of an understanding of the brachos. And I think also when you know the structure, it makes it easier to concentrate and focus on the benching. You know, if you understand the Daf of Gemara, you can, so the structure is clear, so you can concentrate on it and understand it properly. And the same is true with benching. If it's just a lot of words, a lot of thank you Hashem, so then it's sometimes more difficult hakavana, but when the build of benching, the build of each one of the brachas is clearer, so then sometimes it makes it easier to concentrate on the benching, enjoy the and enjoy benching Hashem, thanking Hashem, blessing Hashem for what He has given us. And perhaps a lot of what I will say will be familiar to people. I'm simply going to go through the benching, and people bench once a day, twice a day, or once every 2 days, or whatever it is, at least from Shabbos to Shabbos, people bench Hashem, and therefore anybody who concentrates will be familiar with a lot that we're saying. Nevertheless, it's always, I think, for many people, highlighting the details of the brachas will be a TLS, will be, and Ein Beis HaMedrash Blei Chiddush, hopefully something new will be learned by others as well. But before I actually go to the structure of benching, I'd like to highlight two halachas that for me made a tremendous roshim, on me made a tremendous impression, and perhaps I can say changed my benching a little bit. The first halacha, it begins with the Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Shlosh Shachlu, in the seventh period of Brachos, that the Gemara there is discussing the Shlosh Shachlu, opens up with the halachas of Zimun, with the sugyas of Zimun, of the Zimun before benching, which very complicated and beautiful set of halachas and gesugyas. I point out also, sometimes I feel people think Zimun is some sort of addition. According to some shittas in the Rishonim, I think the Torah holds Zimun is Doraisa. The chiv to make a Zimun when there's three people is a chiv Doraisa. Zimun is an important thing. When there's an option for Zimun, when the halacha demands Zimun, one has to make a zimun. So over there, the Gemara discusses whether women are mitzdarif to zimun. And the maskana is that women make a zimun by themselves, but they're not mitzdarif to zimun. Tosus over there asks, how come the common practice is that women don't make a zimun? And Tosus discusses it. He says there are those that do make a zimun. That's one part of the Tosus. Tosus then moves on. In the olden days, the correct way to do zimun, the correct way, when the Gemara discusses zimun, what it means is that, first of all, there's a mezamen, somebody who invites the others to join him for benching, and then the mezamen leads the benching. He's the one who benches, and everybody else is yoitza with his birchas hamazon. He's moitzi others with the birchas hamazon. That's the way the zimun used to be. It changed at some point, and the poskim discuss why, and that's not the subject of today's share. But Tosfos asks, I wonder, says Tosfos, can women be yoitza with the birchas hamazon of men? When a man is benching, leading the benching, and women are listening, are they yoitza through the system of Shemei HaKoine or not? What's Tosfos' sofek? Because in and Mavinos, they don't understand. In the times of Tosfos, the common setting was that women did not understand Loshon HaKodesh, and the men would bench in Loshon HaKodesh, and the implication is the women would bench in the Loshon Shemavinos. They would bench in the language that they understand. However, the men would bench in Loshon HaKodesh. And can a woman be yoitza with a man's benching because she doesn't understand that his benching? Tosfos remains at the Sofek. Other Rishonim discuss it. The Rosh quotes a Rashi that says that you can be yoitza. So there's a Shittas Rashi, which we don't have that Rashi, but there's a Shittas Rashi quoted by the Rosh that holds that women are yoitza in Lashon HaKodesh, or similarly, anybody who doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh is yoitza benching in Lashon HaKodesh, even though he doesn't understand. However, the Rosh himself, Rabbi Yonah, and most of the Rishonim hold that no, that women are not yoitza, women or anybody who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. In the time of Tosfos, that was common for the women didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Today, it wouldn't be necessarily women more than men. If somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's not yoitza with the mezamen, with the leader of benching. That is what the Shittah of Tosfos, Tosfos is much more of that, the Rosh, Rabbi Yonah, many of the Rishonim. So you can't be yoitza when somebody else is benching if he's benching a Lashon HaKodesh. Now the question is how to understand that. Now most Achronim and Poiskim understand that that's only when you're using Shemei HaKoine. The system of Shemei HaKoine, if one person is benching, one person is saying, and you're following, so then you have to understand the words. It's not so common today to be yoitza others, to be moitzi others with benching. It's more common by Kiddush. According to these Rishonim, by Kiddush, and there seems to be that loch, by Kiddush, one person, it's common practice, one person is Mekadosh Shabbos, I'm talking making Kiddush on Shabbos, one is Mekadosh, and others are Yoitza with his Kiddush. You're only Yoitza, Shemei HaKoine, Beloshon Shemavino, in the language you understand. Only if you understand Loshon HaKodesh, are you able to be Yoitza. That's the way most of the Poskim, the Levush, followed by the Magen Avraham, the Listomid, and similarly followed by the Mishnah Berurah, the Rosh Shulchan, the Poskim generally understand that this is a din specifically in Shemei HaKoine. In Shemei HaKoine, you're supposed to understand the words, and if not, you're not Yoitza. However, there is a Shitta of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he, with beautiful rayas that he brings from Gemaras, which I'd love to go through, but it's not the subject of today's share. There is a Shitta of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. He learns that, the Pshat in the Tosfos and the Rosh and Rabbi Yonah is not that if you're benching through Shemei HaKoine, you have to understand the words. He holds that according to most Rishonim, even if you're benching yourself, you're not Yoitza if you don't understand the words. He's Medayik in the Rishonim. So the Rishonim, and he has a beautiful riot from a Gemara, and he argues with many of the Gdoli HaPoskim, and he says you're not Yoitza benching according to these Rishonim if you don't understand the words. But the Eved, you would rely on Shittas Rashi, that holds that you do are Yoitza if you don't understand. But Lechatchila, according to most Rishonim, you have to understand the words of benching. And he explains it, that benching is not about saying words. Benching is about benching the Eibishter. That's what Birchas HaMazon is. Birchas HaMazon and most brachas he learns are about benching the Eibishter, giving the Eibishter a bracha. And if you don't understand, then it's meaningless. You know, we just came from Pesach, and over there, the Poskim write about Kochamira, that when you say Kochamira, when you do the Bittul of the Chometz, it's not about saying some words. There's no meaning to saying the words. You have to say with your mouth that you're mevatel in your heart the chometz. You have to know what you're saying. You have to. It's not about. He says people think they're saying some sort of tefillah, then it's meaningless. That's not what it is. It's not about saying words. It's about being a vatal, saying that I am nullifying all the chametz. Similarly, he learns that benching, a brocha and benching, is not about saying words. And again, you're not yotze even by the eved, according to many rishonim, if you simply say the words. Rather, benching is about actually benching the Eved. So it made a tremendous roshim with me. If you're rushing and you bench, benching at according to most of the rishonim, many of the rishonim, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav understands, you are not yotze. You haven't benched the Eved, you're not yotze, and you have to have kavana all the words that ma'akov for brichas hamazon. In other words, there are some words in brichas hamazon that are ma'akov. If you miss them out, you also yotze. So that if you don't have kavana, you yotze, according to all of shittas. But if the words that ma'akov, the ikra part of benching, you are not, don't have kavana, so according to the Rosh and Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav learns, you are not yotze benching even with the eved. So again, I say it made a tremendous roshim, and that when you bench the Eibishter, you have to actually bench the Eibishter. But it also triggered me to understand better the structure of benching and understand what's the ikur of each bracha and what are the words that attack a ma'akev that, according to those shittas, that you have to say them with kavona and bench the Eibishter. And if I may highlight a second halacha. A second halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's in other poskim, it would be in Kuf Tzadik Beis. I think in the Bach, it's in Kuf Tzadik Beis. That's the source. There's a discussion over there of what's the din. I mean, it's discussing mainly for children who can't do the entire benching. But, and there's a nusach brichas hamazon akotzer, a short benching. If you want to, if children who aren't able to bench the entire benching, so they do a short benching. And the short benching is taking out the ikkar parts of benching. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin that it's not only for children. If a person is rushing, nechpos, he's rushing, it's a shasat chak, and then he should use the short benching, not the long benching. In other words, again, it brings out that it's, you know, to rush through benching is not benching. It's not benching the Eibishter. I'm not saying lemaisa what you should do. I've never used the short benching bepoil, besides in maybe for children, but I've never benched the short benching, even when I'm rushing. But it certainly made a tremendous roshim on me that that in principle, it's better to bench the ikkar part of benching, take out all the words of benching that are not ma'akov, and only say the crucial parts of benching, and say that with kavon and benching the Eibishter, that way you yoyt to the mitzvah, rather than rushing through benching, and even if one's not going to actually use that for two reasons. One is because they haven't done it in the past, because again, I don't know, maybe it is correct to do it. You bench the Eibishter properly, and if you miss it. But the second reason is you have to know how to the structure of benching well, and which parts can be taken out. And that's what I'd like to discuss in today's shiur, in the time that's remaining, to discuss a little bit about the structure of benching. But in principle, again, it made a roshim that that's the correct way. The correct way is to do to bench the Eibishter, to bench with kavona properly. And again, what we should take from it is not necessarily to, and the entire shiur, also the explaining of the structure of benching. What I want, most importantly, the purpose of giving the shiur is that the structure should be clearer and should be that bit easier to be mechaven, to have kavona, and to thank Hashem for the different elements that we're thanking Hashem for when we bench Him so many times every week. Yeah, so if we move on, so if I wanted to do the short benching, or if I wanted to know what are the ikra words of benching that are ma'akov, so how does it work? What are the, so let me begin by just going through very briefly the structure of benching. We all know that we have the first three brachas that are min ha-Torah, and then the fourth bracha that, according to most opinions in the Gemara and Halacha, is only midrabbanon. Benching begins with the first bracha. I'm going to leave out Zimun for the purpose of this shiur, simply because it will be a shiur in itself to explain Zimun. The first bracha begins, it's called Birchas Hazon. Yeah, we say that, we learn from the Pesukim, V'chalta v'savota berachto, according to one shiur in the Gemara, Zoy Birchas Hazon. If you chalta, if you eat v'savota, and you're satisfied, the berachto, if you bench Hashem, that's Birchas Hazon. That's benching Hashem for v'chalta v'savota, for the fact that He gives us food. Es Hashem lekecho, Zoy Birchas Oretz. We thank Hashem for the land He's given us. That's referring to the second bracha of Birchas Oretz. I'll explain. I'll go through the brachas more carefully. And Atoiva is referring to Shalayim. to Toiv, when we thank Hashem for the good, that refers to Yerushalayim, that's the third bracha, Berachas Yerushalayim, and then the fourth bracha is the Toiv HaMeitiv again. So the first bracha benching begins Baruch Atah Hashem. Every bracha, we once had a share about it in the Torah way, every bracha of Chazal, generally a bracha begins with a Baruch and ends with a Baruch. And the first bracha is like that, it begins Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech HaOlam. Thank you, Hashem, for giving zon, for giving sustenance, giving food to the world, the entire world. We thank Him for being a furnace of the coil, for giving us all food, and then we end off. Baruch Atah Hashem Azon Asakol. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives zon. That's the first bracha. It's called Birchas Azon. We'll go through the brachas briefly, and hopefully, in the time we have left, we'll discuss some more details for Proteus. That's the first bracha, Birchas Hazon. Thank Hashem for the food. The second bracha is called Birchas Aretz. The second bracha is Birchas Aretz, where we thank Hashem for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So that's the second bracha. It begins Noy Delecha. Why doesn't it begin with a Baruch Atah? Because there's a rule that a bracha following another bracha doesn't begin Baruch Atah. So Noy Delecha is the second bracha that begins following the first bracha, so it doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem and Kedem Elecha Oilom. Al Oretz rather begins Noyde Lecha Hashem Lekeinu. Thank you, the Eibishter, for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And it's a bracha where we're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael is a couple of words. What's all the long details? Why is the bracha so long? So the Gemara says a number of points. One is that I think Tanur Bilezoimer Kol Shlo Omar Eretz Chem Do Toiv Rechava Lo Yotz Dechavosoi. When you thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough just to thank Him for Eretz Yisrael. No, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. We can't just thank Him for Eretz Yisrael. We have to thank Him for the Eretz Chem Do Toiv Rechava, the beautiful land, with all those details. Based on the Psukim that call Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Chem Do Toiv Rechava. Then the Gemara brings different shittas, Tanoim, that say, Kol Shaloi Omar, that you have to say in this bracha, you have to mention, Bris V'Torah. You have to mention in this bracha, we have to thank Hashem for the mitzvah of Bris Mila, a Bris Chacham Tzipim Serenu, we have to thank Hashem in this bracha. Why? Because in the schus of the mitzvah of Bris Mila, that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu, we were Neuchel Sa'aretz, we received Eretz Yisrael, that's the connection. But, Lemaisa, you have to insert into this bracha, the mitzvah of Mila, the mitzvah of Bris, and if not, you're not Yotze, even b'di'eved. And there's machloikus in the poskim, whether this is d'oraisa, this is a chelik of the bracha d'oraisa, to whether it's a detail that has to be inserted mid'oraisa, it's only mid'rabbonon. But either way, you're not Yotze, even b'di'eved, if you didn't mention bris, so therefore we add bris chosham to b'tzareinu. And we have to add v'alteros chashidim adotonu, we have to thank Hashem for giving us the Torah. Because also in the schus of the Torah, there's a number of psukim that tell us, in the schus of the Torah, we zoich Eretz Yisrael, we noichel Eretz. So therefore, this bracha is we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chem do Toiv Rechava, and then we thank Hashem for Bris and for Torah. The Gemara says Kol Shalom Amar Bris for Torah Loyotz Dechavosoi. Taisa says it doesn't mean that you have to say the words Bris for Torah. You don't have to actually say the words Bris for Torah. You have to say the Toichin. You have to thank Hashem for the mitzvah of Bris, al Bris Shechasam to Bivsareinu, and for the mitzvah of Torah Teroscha Shilim Adatonu. When I learned the Toysos the first time, I remember wondering, what's the Chiddush? I mean, of course you have to say the Toychen, you have to say the words, Bris HaTorah. But then I saw that the Rambam, in his Seyde Tfilas Kol HaShono, the Rambam in the end of Sefer Ava, he goes through the Nusach of the Tfilas of the entire year, as well as the Nusach of Berchus HaMozen. And over there, as well as saying, I think, Toyros HaShilim HaTonu, he also says, Bris HaTorah, he puts in those words as an addition. He understands the Gemara literally, that you have to actually say the words, Bris HaTorah. We don't paskin like that. But the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch actually brings the Shittas Satoisus and the Shittas Rambam. Maybe he calls it Shittas Rosh and Shittas Rambam. Either way, so we have to mention Eretz Chem Dotei Rechava, we have to mention Bris HaTorah. Then, why is the bracha a little longer? So the bracha is a little bit longer because the Gemara says, Kol Shalai Omar, you have to say it, Hoidor B'tchila and Hoidor B'soif. And if you're not, Harizim Guna, you have to thank Hashem in the beginning. And thank Hashem again before the end. And that's why we end off the bracha of Al-Koyl, Hashem HaKinu Nachnu Moedim Loch, Mvorach Moesach, at the end of the bracha again, we thank Hashem, a second thank you. Because this is the Gemara says, Harizim Guna. This is the Magen Rom learns, this is also Ma'akov B'dieved. However, many of the Poiskim argue with him, I believe Shulchan Aruch Rav argues, Mishapura also has a Bir Alocha, where he argues with this Morgan of Rome and says that no, the Pashas of the Gemara, the Gemara says Harizim Guna. It's wrong not to mention, not to thank Hashem again before the end. But it doesn't say Lo Yotzi Dechavosoi. So you are Yotzi B'dievet if you miss out the Alakoil. However, Achila, you have to have a Dor Achila V'Soif. And I just want to point out, Agav, again, explaining the structure of the brachas, a point that I noticed, an interesting point, that I always wondered, the second bracha begins with Noyde L'cho and finishes Al Arat V'Al Amozon. Right? That's one bracha. But I believe, certainly in my Siddur, it's in two paragraphs. There's one paragraph, Noyde L'cho, ends B'Cholei Sefer Shor, and then begins another paragraph, Al HaKoil. And in your mind, it's kilo, there's two pieces. And there's Noyde L'cho, and then there's Al HaKoil. To the extent that it becomes difficult to understand it properly, that it's one bracha that begins with Noyde L'cho and ends Al Arat V'Al Amozon. I know when I ask Talmidim, what's the second bracha of benching? They often get confused. Where does it begin? Where does it end? It's a bracha. It's one bracha. Like the first bracha is one bracha, the second bracha, Noyde L'cho, and ends Al Arat V'Al Amozon. So what's this gap? Why is it two paragraphs? Okay, I always thought, how should I know why it's two paragraphs? For some reason it's two paragraphs. But it suddenly dawned on me at some point, when I learned the Gemaras, I guess, it dawned on me that it's very posh why there's two paragraphs. Because, simply to insert Valanissim. Because there's an insert of Yalanissim. In Chanukah and Purim, we insert Valanissim. So it looks like two paragraphs, because there's an insert in this piece. On Chanukah and Purim, you add Valanissim, Valapurkon. We thank Hashem for the Nissim. It's a bracha of a dove, thanking Hashem. We learn that Morris Taichop that you thank Hashem in this bracha. So since the insert is over there, so it looks like two paragraphs, because you have to put Valanissim in between, but it's really in the middle of a bracha. Why taka is Valanissim over there, in the middle of the bracha? Generally, if we insert something in a bracha, like let's take the next bracha, we insert it just before the end. Just before the end. Right before the last Baruch Atah we insert. Now we can't insert right before the last Baruch Atah, because there's a rule that before the Baruch Atah you have to say Me'ein HaPsicha Som L'Chsima, Me'ein HaChsima Som L'Chsima. Just before the Baruch Atah you have to repeat the content of the bracha. So just before Baruch Atah Hashem Bo'inei Barachmov, I'm jumping to the third bracha. Just before Baruch Atah Hashem Bo'inei Barachmov, we have to say Uvenei Yerushalayim. We have to again thank Hashem for Yerushalayim. And just before that, we have to thank Hashem. We insert whatever inserts you want to insert into the bracha. So generally, when we put something into a bracha, it's right before the end. So why taka is Valanissim not right before the end? Why is Valanissim placed in middle of the bracha, before the words Alakoyim? And the answer is, like we've just said, because when the Anshei Knesset Gedolah instituted the bracha, the details of the bracha we have to put in, as we said, were Eretz Chemdo, thank Hashem for Eretz Chemdo, and then for Bris Torah, and then after Bris Torah, so then we have to go to. They said you have to have a dor tchila b'soif. The second thank you of Hashem has to be b'soif at the end of the bracha. So the last piece of the bracha has to be a dor, thanking Hashem again, and then Ein Achsima, then thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, and then Baruch Atah. And before those three details, which all have to be the end, we can insert whatever we want to insert, and therefore we insert Valanissim, and therefore we insert Valanissim over there, before these three details, and therefore it looks like two paragraphs. Noyde L'cho, and another piece of Alakoyl. It's not two. I don't think it's two. It's Noyde L'cho, B'choleis, B'cholsho, Alakoyl, and because you have to put a door at the end of the bracha, you have to thank Hashem again. It's one piece, one bracha, that goes from Noyde L'cho until Baruch Atah Hashem, Ala Oretz, because this is a Birchas Oretz, it's thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. We say Ala Oretz Ala Mazen, the Gemara teaches Eretz the Mafki Mazen, and thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael that gives us Mazen. But it's one, every bracha is only allowed to end with one detail, and it's one detail, thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the second bracha, the first bracha, we thank Hashem for the Zonis HaKoyel, for giving us food. And the second bracha, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, how it's an Eretz Chemdo, Toivo, Urechova, it's a wonderful land. And we thank Him as well for. We thank Him as well for giving us the mitzvah of Bris Mila, Shenichur Su'aleh Shoshis Rebrisos, and the mitzvah of Torah, for giving us the Torah, for giving us this Torah. And then again, we thank Him once again at the end. And if you wanted to do a short nusach of this bracha, because you're rushing, and according to the strict halacha, it would be a strong tzad to say that if you're rushing, better to do a short amount with kavana, you'd have to say, and then you'd have to mention, over here you could do it, the words bris v'toira. The Torah says you don't have to, but your yoitza, the words that ma'akav, have to say, bris v'toira, we thank you for bris v'toira. Ala oretz, baruch atah Hashem, ala oretz, ala mosim. That would be something, and that would be the Nusach HaKotzer. I'll point out that the Nusach HaKotzer is brought in Poiskim, the Bach in Simukuf Tadi Beis brings first from the Kolboy that has a Nusach HaKotzer, has a short Nusach. The Bach writes he doesn't understand it. There's many details that are missing in the details that we're explaining. A Ma'akav, there's details that seem to be missing, and similarly there's extra details. So that he then brings a second Nusach from Naftali Katz. He says they went through Harba Chachomim, maybe he says a number also, maybe he says Kemasayim, I don't remember. Harba, many Chachomim saw this Nusach, and Ma'asher it. But the Poiskim, in Shulchan Aruch, it explains the way to build the benching, the way the benching is built. So in principle, if you understand the details that have to be in benching, you have yourself a Nusach HaKot, so you say the Nusach that you usually say, and take out the pieces that are not Ma'akav. The next bracha is the Birchas Yerushalayim. We thank Hashem for Yerushalayim. Rachim Hashem Elkeinu. I see the clock is ticking, so we'll do the next two brachas briefly. Rachim Hashem Elkeinu al Yisrael Amecho al Yerushalayim Yirecho. So the Gemara says over here that Kol Shalei Omer Malchus Beis David Ben Yerushalayim Lo Yotzei Dechav Osoi. You have to mention Malchus Beis David. You have to mention the kingdom of David because Yerushalayim is intrinsically connected to the Malchus Beis David. The Gemara says that David instituted Malchus Beis David. Al Tzion Mishan Kvedecho. Shloim added on the Binyan Abayis to add into the bracha. I'll just point out an interesting thing that the Gemara says all the brachas are midaraisa. We learned them from the Pesukim. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was matakin the first bracha when the mon came down, and Yeshua was matakin the second bracha. I should have said this. Yeshua was instituted the second bracha when they came to Eretz Yisrael. I thought it was deraisa. David and Shloime instituted the third bracha when they came to Yerushalayim and built Beis Hamikdash. I thought it was deraisa. So the Rashba and the Rosh say a similar thing, but essentially the Kudus Advarim is that the bracha is deraisa. The first bracha is Hazon. The second bracha is thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. But the Nusach HaBracha was instituted by Yeshua when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Before that, they thanked Hashem for the Eretz that He's going to give them. They davened to come into Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, Yerushalayim. Before we knew about Yerushalayim was the place, the place that Hashem is going to rest. And the Teuchen of the bracha was different as well. As well as the Teuchen of the bracha now has changed after the Churban, that we should be able to go back to Yerushalayim. But the content of this bracha is thanking Hashem for Yerushalayim and thanking Hashem for the Malchus Beis David and Boinei Yerushalayim. The final bracha, and like I said before, Uvenei, which is the end of the bracha, we insert the different inserts. The final bracha, we have to do this briefly, although it's a very long bracha. The final bracha looks like a long bracha. But Be'emes, the Tosfos asks, the Rosh Ben Yonah, why doesn't it have two baruchs? Why doesn't it start with a baruch and end with a baruch? And a long bracha is supposed to have two baruchs. And in a nutshell, what the answer is, the reason it doesn't end with a baruch is because it's a short bracha. It looks really long. They say, no, even if you take out the rachamons, it's also quite long. They say, no, it's a short bracha. In principle, originally this bracha, we know that according to many shits in the Gemara, somewhere it's the Raisa, the way we pass it is Rabbanon, and it was instituted by Ruge Beitar. And the way the bracha was instituted originally was Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Atoiv Ameitiv. That's the bracha. Atoiv Ameitiv. It's a very short bracha. If you're doing a short version of benching, that's what you would say for the fourth bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Atoiv Ameitiv. And it's become referring to thanking Hashem for benching, for the food. It's thanking Hashem for Haruga Beita, for an Esther he did with Haruga Beita, that they weren't that the bodies were given Lekvura and that they didn't decay, different miracles that happened, and that's the bracha. Later they added into the bracha Cholish Malchus. In other words, the bracha we say thank you, Baruch Hashem Kim Kholim. First of all, when we say Hashem, we give a lot of titles, but it's one word, Toiva Meitiv. We add titles. Okay, Lovino, Makeno, Adireno, Bereno, Gwelenu, Itzreno, Gdeshenu, Gdeshakov. So we give titles. But in prep, essentially, it's a short bracha. We add Sholosh Malchus, you have to say three times Malchus. We don't have time to go through why. Sholosh Muloi, Sholosh Atovas, thank Hashem three times for the Toiv that he does. But in principle, the Ikonus HaBracha is Toiv HaMeitiv. So that's thanking Hashem for the Nissen that he did by Harugi Beitar. And that's, again, to just sum up, the benching is made of the four brachas. The first bracha, the Roshos Matakan, thanking Hashem for the mon, thanking Hashem for the bread that we have, thanking Hashem for giving us the food. The second bracha is thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, and the crucial parts is Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chem, Dotei, Rechava. I feel the liberty, which I don't usually have, to go over time for a minute or two, because people can turn off the screen if they need to go. Or if they're watching, or if it's a recording, they can also turn off the recording. Thank Hashem for the Eretz Chem, Dotei, Rechava. Thank Him for the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Thank Him for the Torah that He gave us. Thank Him again give you moida, thank you Hashem once again. Then the next bracha is thank Hashem for Shalayim and for the Beis Hamikdash and for Malchus Beis David, and it should return us shortly. Be'ez Hashem, may it happen. Meher v'yameinu. Finally, the fourth bracha is Tov Ameitiv. A very short bracha, and there's extra additions, but the ikra of the bracha is a Tov Ameitiv for the nissen that he did by Hiruga Beita. Like I said, the purpose of the shir is to hopefully give a little bit more structure and understand the brachas in order to be able to concentrate on the brachas, and so many times you have the opportunity to thank Hashem for all the things we have. So, and Bez Hashem, Hashem should take us to give us Eretz Chem Tov Rechava, Malchus Beis Lovid, may it happen right away. Take me at Mamish, Amen.